Cause I'm down, down, down. I don't care, that's where I'm from. I'm on the road again. Don't make me angry with the games that you play. Either light up or leave me alone.
But it wasn't the bullet that laid him to rest, was the love spot of high heel boy. Hail boys. With Traffic, we wanted to actually create a music which contained many elements, not excluding blues and rhythm and blues, but also including folk music, jazz, rock, and then various ethnic kinds of music, and try in some way inject it as a flavor into this soup that we were trying to create, and which was Traffic music.
Hi, I'm Jim Capaldi.
And I'm Steve Winwood
of Traffic.
Hi, I'm Redbeard. Never really thought of as a progressive rock band. Nevertheless, the title song to Traffic's most popular album, November 1971's Low Spark of High Heeled Boys, fits easily high atop any list of the most popular and creative songs of the progressive rock era. Yet that song and the Low Spark album in general are considerably different from Traffic's preceding 1970 album, John Barleycorn Must Die. First off, up until Low Spark, Traffic had been perceived, at least by rock critics anyway, as a vehicle for Steve Winwood. But now the creative core of the band was clearly revealed to be equal parts Winwood, woodwind electronics pioneer Chris Wood, and percussionist singer-songwriter Jim Capaldi, the latter of whom contributed vocals to Rock and Roll Stew and the whimsical Light Up or Leave Me Alone. Winwood and Capaldi turned in the winsome Many a Mile to Freedom and the album's centerpiece title song, but it was the late Chris Wood who would transform it into a hypnotic, electronic, sax-fueled classic. Interviewed prior to Jim Capaldi's death in 2005, it's clearly evident how much they loved Wood and each other. With his explanation of what Traffic aspired to be up through and including the Low Spark of High Heeled Boys album, Steve Winwood joined me in the studio.
Traffic was, we decided virtually before we became a band, we talked about the kind of music we were going to make. We were quite deliberate about what kinds of what we were going to do and how that was going to be different from, in my case, the Spencer Davis group and from perhaps other bands that had gone before. And we decided, instead of, as a lot of bands had done in the early 60s, and the band I was in was no exception, we would literally copy songs that we'd heard, blues and rhythm and blues songs in the early 60s, and we'd copy them because we just thought this was such fantastic music, and we were enthusiasts, and we wanted everybody to share with us this fantastic music that we'd heard come from America, which from our point of view was world music, what would be called now world music, I suppose. With Traffic, we wanted to actually create a music which contained many elements, not excluding blues and rhythm and blues, but also including folk music, jazz, rock, and then various ethnic kinds of music, Afro-Caribbean rhythms, which we'd kind of tried to do before on Spencer Davis group things, like I'm a Man and Give Me Some Loving, and try in some way inject it as a flavor into this soup that we were trying to create, and which was Traffic music.
Seems like I'm wasting my time. It's where I'm from. I'm on the road again.
Rock and Roll Stu was one of three Jim Capaldi lead vocals on the Traffic album in 71, Low Spark of High Heeled Boys. Jim recounts his long personal and professional relationship with Steve Winwood.
Well, it goes back a long time, and basically heard Steve, you know, on the radio, really, from Spencer Davis, that, you know, it was very influential at such an early stage, you know, to hear that there was an experienced knowledge about it, you know. And then when we met, you know, as we said, we really both liked, had a sort of, like I say, an empathy about music and things. And, you know, basically writing the lyrics, that's been an internal source of enjoyment, you know, seeing like your lyric turn into something really, you know, quite unique and special. Steve has always had the sense where, you know, something shouldn't get too schmaltzy or too glossy. You know, it's just an inbuilt thing, which I can tend to get sometimes. I don't mean too sweet or something, but, you know, trying to just like find too much of a home for it, you know. It's like the obvious, you know. So like musically, I can be a little obvious. I'm not, because that's not my strong. It's just this tremendous understanding of music in a rhythmic sense. You know, I mean, Steve's definitely the most rhythmic person I've ever worked with. You know, and I know all our peers and contemporaries, and I've worked and been around. And it's the feel, you know. It's an amazing feel in the music. And that's probably been the biggest influence on me, I know, probably, because Steve probably has been, you know, to be honest. The music is just, you know, it really was missed, and it just feels so great to have made this music again.
For decades, rock writers have tried to explain the considerable differences between Low Spark's 1970 predecessor, John Barleycorn Must Die, by contending that the pastoral, traditional, English folk-inflected John Barleycorn was intended to be a Steve Winwood solo album after the short-lived Blind Faith supergroup stalled. Steve Winwood sets the record straight here in the studio.
When we were doing the John Barleycorn album, we never actually cut anything as a solo album. Of course, at that point, I'd never made a solo album at that point of the John Barleycorn album. Of course, it was a little different because, you know, this time around, I've already got, let's say, how should I put it, a kind of record commitment where I'm, you know, to a certain extent obliged to deliver an album to a record company. So it was a little different, whereas back then it was, when we were making John Barleycorn album, it was a bit different. We didn't actually cut anything that wasn't. I never actually got round to making that album, to even cutting anything that was that ever got used. It wasn't like we kind of went halfway through an album and then suddenly said, "Well, no, this will be a Traffic album instead of a Steve Winwood album." You know, it was, we just, as soon as we got in and played, we thought, well, you know, it was, I suppose in that way it was similar. We quickly realized that it was a Traffic album.
Jim Capaldi reminds us that the main motivation to reforming Traffic was to avoid the big business hype and big expectations that had torpedoed Blind Faith.
I think just a feeling of it being made for pleasure, for the people making it, you know. I guess that's, you know, whoever's making it, you know, really enjoying it and doing it, I guess, just from the heart, you know, from not mm-hmm. from a commercial point of view, or, you know, I don't mean just purely commercial, because it's, you know, we've done stuff which has obviously been popular, but it just has an element of real, you know, that it just came out of a feeling of wanting to just make music, and rather than having, you know, to produce a record from a record company, you know, that sells.
I think so. You know, I think things had gotten, or have got much more slick, maybe, or, you know, polished, or a bit too formularized, you know, and which we don't feel that Traffic never, that we don't feel Traffic ever were that, you know. That's really was why I think on the Refugees of the Heart I felt I wanted to inject more of that Traffic element into it, you know, because there's no doubt that I'm sure the records I was making did have that element of, you know, of the kind of slick. Hopefully they, you know, they had soul too. But, you know, I think that they, it's very easy to, as a solo artist to get maybe coerced is probably a bit too strong a word, but it's easy to get persuaded to work with in a certain way, to be produced by a certain person, to kind of, you are easier prey to, let's say, the A&R departments, and you're much more vulnerable when you're a solo artist. In a group, it's a different thing, because you have the almost the strength of the character of that group around you, and those, and you work within those parameters, and it's much harder to get persuaded or misled, you know, if that was what happened to me during the at any time during the 80s, you know.
But mind you, Oscar Wilde did say, if you fall in love with yourself, it's the beginning of a lifelong relationship. To fall in love with yourself.
Smile to tell.
A somewhat overlooked chestnut on Traffic's Low Spark album is Steve Winwood's Many a Mile to Freedom, featuring the melancholy flute of Traffic's Chris Wood. Coming up, Steve Winwood and Jim Capaldi ignite a rock classic that has burned for over four decades, ignited from just a spark. Follow In the Studio on Facebook and at Redbeard Rocks on Twitter. I'm Redbeard, in the studio for Traffic's Low Spark of High-Heeled Boys.
Hi, I'm Jim Capaldi.
And I'm Steve Winwood
of Traffic.
And I'm Redbeard. And together we're examining the November 1971 Traffic high point, the Low Spark of High-Heeled Boys. The third essential player in the Traffic triumvirate was woodwind musician the late Chris Wood, who is remembered fondly by Jim Capaldi.
Ragged piper at the gates of, you know, the gates of dawn. The Birdman. You know, Chris, it was just, he just captured all, you know, the hills, the birds, you know. He just was sort of nature boy, really, as well as, you know. And also, you know, his attitude, in his spirit, you know, the way he would, just the way he felt about everything. He somehow got that very much across. You people knew, felt that from Chris. He was very gentle. And somehow he expressed a lot of things, and you know, immediately you seemed to be very much aware of what he saw and observed. So he gave us a lot of, you know, a lot of insights, and just the way he would look at things, you know. And then the way he would just play was all wrapped up in his, you know, expression, which was, you know, special, really. Very special.
Happen to you as sure as your
Steve Winwood of Traffic remembers Chris Wood's invaluable contribution.
And of course he used a lot of gadgetry on his saxophone. We went to the Gibson factory when it was in Kalamazoo in Michigan in about 1969, I think it was. And he bought a thing called a Maestro, which is a machine for electrifying a saxophone, a reed instrument, which we'd heard used by Eddie Harris, who was also someone else that Chris had introduced us to.
Song, the Traffic's most popular album in November 1971, The Low Spark of High-Heeled Boys, featuring Chris Wood burning on electronic saxophone and Steve Winwood on lead vocal. Still to come, Traffic's Jim Capaldi playfully suggests Burn One or Move On.
Hi, I'm Jim Capaldi.
And I'm Steve Winwood
of Traffic.
And I'm Redbeard, focusing on the classic Traffic album, The Low Spark of High-Heeled Boys. Steve Winwood and Jim Capaldi are making the case for Traffic being one of the first ever jam bands.
we discovered a way of working. Of course, when we worked with Traffic, we always used to, our songs always used to come out of jams, and we used to jam, and when we were at the cottage, and we'd jam, and then we'd kind of work something out of a jam, and then we'd take it into the studio and somehow kind of reconstruct the jam, if you like. We were working in the same way, but we always somehow had to reconstruct it before. And so we felt we hit on a new way of working, a more direct way, which suited the Traffic way of working. You know, we just felt that our music was going towards that. It was crying out. We felt a need that, you know, either it was going to be Traffic, or it was going to be a group of another name, you know. But Jim and I wanted to make music, and when we'd written these songs together, that it was obvious that it was Traffic, because it sounded like it. We knew that we weren't going to do anything that was going to sound any more like Traffic than these songs.
Yeah, and the time just felt right. Really, what can you say? You know, we weren't like on the road to Damascus and a voice came out of the sky.
There we were, walking down the road, and a voice said, Jim Capaldi,
go back.
Sometimes I feel like I'm fading away. You're looking at me, I got nothing to say. Don't make me angry with the games that you play.
Another lighthearted Jim Capaldi lead vocal called Light Up or Leave Me Alone from the Low Spark of High Heeled Boys album. Steve Winwood maintains that it was Capaldi, the English drummer with the gypsy blood, who kept Traffic music organic throughout the many years.
Jim is much more of a kind of, you know, born in much more in the real heart of the country than I was. I was born on the kind of edge of a big city, and Jim was born in and brought up in a place they call the Garden of England. You know, it's a very important and a strong, powerful area, and that's really where I live now, and where we are at the moment is right in this kind of heartland. It's around the three counties area, the Worcestershire, Gloucestershire, Herefordshire, where all those counties meet. It's a very, you know, important place, kind of historically and culturally. And Jim kind of quickly got out of the countryside, I think, fairly early on in his life. But you know, it does leave a kind of, you know, an indelible influence on you, I'm sure, you know, being brought up in the country like that. And then it was also the stuff that he was listening to and that we were both listening to. And that was really that's something that I suppose in the first instance that brought us together, is that we actually listened to the same kind of music and got certain things out of music that we listened to, and that was a very important part. And I think that was that's also contributes to Jim's musical makeup. It's kind of international, what a guy. Kind of jet setting.
More fellas, more louder, more
kind of jet setting country boy.
Tater eaten, asparagus eaten country boy.
Asparagus eaten country boy, kind of international. I think what you're hinting at there a bit is the kind of influences within Traffic, perhaps, where, you know, Traffic has always had hinted at a kind of Latin thing rather than a straight ahead rock and roll. The groove has always been important, and we've drawn on our influences of, you know, whether it be, you know, Memphis music of the 60s or you know, English country music or classical music or jazz, or
melody is also, you know, important.
And melody is very important, absolutely. I think there's an element of, you know, soul searching, which, you know, and perhaps with a kind of spiritual searching, perhaps, that we feel, which we've arrived at, or in from various directions, or from at various times. And I think a lot of people do arrive at, they ask questions that even if they have, you know, the strongest faith imaginable, that they still ask questions or to themselves, why is this? And, you know, and I think that in many respects there's a spiritual element that is lacking in a lot of what goes on in the world today. And so if we can help in some whatever small way to help anybody see that or recognize it or question themselves spiritually, then we feel that it's a job well done.
As Traffic was about to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, Steve Winwood gave this heartfelt eulogy to the late Chris Wood, who died of liver disease in 1983.
It was a strange enigma, which I think did also pass. He passed that legacy to Traffic, who were a strange enigma of country and urban elements. Although, of course, it was a very strong country element, but we did employ some urban sides to our music, as in perhaps Low Spark of High Boys. So it was certainly Traffic was an incredible band. They had something really to bring to the world. You know, I'm very happy and honored that they are now inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We call that the No Spark version, recorded by Steve Winwood and the late Jim Capaldi at rehearsal for the 1994 Traffic tour. Lion-hearted Jim Capaldi passed away shortly after Traffic was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is Redbeard in the studio, thanking my guest Steve Winwood, and God bless the lion heart of Jim Capaldi. May he rest in peace. In the Studio is written and produced by yours truly, Redbeard, for Bearded Fish Productions. Copyright 2014, all rights reserved. Transcription by Jane Carpenter Brunet. Theme song by Andy Timmons. Follow In the Studio on Facebook, at Redbeard Rocks on Twitter, and you can certainly check out the biggest names in rock here at inthestudio.net.